Hello, I'm Kerry Lonergan. Welcome to the Weekly Grill, podcasting this week from Beef 2021 editions this week, brought to you by our podcast partner, Collier's Agribusiness. Beef 2021 will fade slowly because simply it was such a wonderfully well-run event. But one single function always puts a tick on the success of an event. How much were the punters spending? Near the end of Beef, I took a stroll around what is loosely called Machinery Row, where there are displays and sales tents ranging from the big rigs down to simple seed merchants. How did they fare? Listen up, it's very, very impressive.
Yeah, Lockie Knight, working for Clipex, one of our animal handling specialists, based out of Brisbane, but travel all over Australia.
Animal handling specialists, and what do Clipex actually sell?
So we sell stockyards and crushers, automation. Basically the whole idea around what we're doing is creating safe, free areas for both stock and the operators.
Pretty impressive area here. How's it been going?
Yeah, it's been good. A lot of interest with all the automation and remotes and controls, and people actually bringing their kids through and understanding that, hang on a second, I can have the kids in the yards here and see it. And having the quality, being able to touch it, use it, see actually what it's going to be like.
And the volume of inquiries?
Yeah, good. A lot of people, probably more than I expected. We actually had to get a few additional people up here to help out during the week.
You're a big ticket item. You wouldn't have signed any deals, though, would you? I'd be happy if you did, but did you?
Yeah, we've done on these major systems probably three or four over the week, and good inquiry from a lot of people that would like us to come out and specifically tailor a solution for them on their property as well.
So that was, I assume, it was more than you expected?
Yeah, well and truly.
It helps, of course, the price of cattle, but there's another incentive, the taxation benefit. That would have been a major factor.
Yes, a lot of people obviously want to get it invoiced and have that asset write-off, and that's due to commodity prices. But like, the season being good the last couple of years for a few people too.
Lockie Knight, thanks very much for your time.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I'm Claire, Queensland Machinery Agency. We're based down on the Darling Downs at a little town called Nobby, which is between Toowoomba and Warwick.
So what do you sell?
We sell cattle feed mixers, grain dryers, roller mills. That's our main core business.
Some of that's big money, isn't it? So you came here with expectations?
We come open-minded to every field day. For us, the field days are not solely about making sales. We come to the field days looking to catch up with existing customers and creating new relationships, yes.
And what's the inquiry level been like?
We've been very happy with the inquiry. We've got a new product here which has drawn quite a bit of interest, a all-in-one roller mill feed mixer. So it'll do everything for you, like the old Gales or the New Hollands. It'll roll your grain, cut your hay, do an all-in-one mix, and we can customise feed out elevators to suit your situation, whether it be feeding into troughs or self-feeder bins.
So a lot of people looking and kicking the tyres. How confident are you of turning them into positive sales? And look, I've got to say, there's a lot of money around, isn't there?
There is a lot of money around, and that's right. Again, our equipment is not something that you throw on the ute at the end of the day. we're quite confident we'll do some business from here. So we've been very happy.
Claire, thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Stephen Reganovich, sales manager.
And what do you sell?
We sell a variety of earth moving equipment. We sell agricultural loaders, heavy duty loaders and farm loaders. We sell excavators, telehandlers, bobcats and mini loaders.
So small money up to big money?
Small money from 17,000 up to half a million.
Wow. Now tell me, you're at Beef 2021. How's it been going?
Very, very good. Sales have been exceptional. Leads, that many leads, will be working for 2 weeks doing emails. At the moment, without putting any tickets on ourselves, we've sold 4 loaders and possibly 6 by the end of today. And there's so much enthusiasm out there in the beef market from previous, because of rainfall, because of prices, everyone's got a smile on their head.
above expectations, in other words?
Oh, very much so.
Now, if I give, I better give you a bag of lemons to suck. I might go to get the big smile.
Thanks. Thanks very much. I enjoy lemons.
Another happy customer at Beef. Could you start with your name and the business?
Meredith Sutherland, True Cut 1000 Leukina Cutters.
So I assume you're selling a Leukina Cutter?
Yes, my husband invented and spelt Leukina Cutters for the market.
Right, I'm going to say I've never heard of one before. Necessity is the mother of invention. Is that where it come from?
Absolutely. He needed one himself, so he built it and then he's made them for the market. Yes.
So this is a verbal program. We haven't got any pictures. Tell us what it looks like.
It looks like a cutter that goes back and forth like the front of a header, and three-point linkage on the back of a tractor, a 60, 70 horsepower tractor, small tractor, and you can cut down a little bit of Leukina whenever you feel like it.
So what's the reception been like here at Beef?
People have been very fascinated by it because they've never seen one before and they didn't know they existed. People have been very interested, so we're hoping for a few sales out of it.
A bit of money around the beef industry at the moment, I suppose that would encourage them?
Well, it does, and it's not a very expensive item. It's sort of small change compared to what some other things they're buying.
And they've got a little tax break, I shouldn't call it a tax break, a well-deserved tax encouragement scheme to make you buy something in the current financial year?
Completely, 100% off, absolutely.
So you're very, very happy with your performance at Beef so far?
We're very happy with the exposure. Yeah, we are very happy, yes.
Wonderful. Thanks for appearing on the podcast with Beef Central.
Thank you.
I'm still in Machinery Row and I'm talking to...
Paul Gollan, Gollan Saddlery.
That's what your salary? All lots of leatherware?
That's it.
Sales. Now, how's business been?
Business has been great. It's been, yeah, fantastic this year, yeah. Plenty of people, good weather.
Yeah, we're on day four or five, and I say you haven't got much stock around here.
No, we haven't. We've only sold out of saddles, and we sold out of a lot of stuff, yeah.
So you came here expecting or anticipating?
Yeah, no, expecting it. We've done the last 4 to 5 beef weeks. They're all been good. That's why we keep coming back, of course.
There's a lot of money in the beef industry, though, and generally around rural Australia. I guess it looks... nice for you when you come into a retail store like this?
Yeah, no, it's good. I think with the cattle industry, the way it's going, you know, everything's up and helps everybody involved.
And you hope it stays that way, I guess.
I think so. I think it will.
Paul, thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thank you.
Ben Searle from Searle's RV Centre in Bundaberg. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Ben, how's business?
Yeah, it looked really good. This is the third time we've attended Beef, Kerry, and... we just love coming up here. We find that it's very hard for a couple on the land to get away and do something together, in particular having a look at the caravans and motorhomes. So, you know, I feel it was fairly important that we bring those up and give them that opportunity, yeah.
It would have helped, of course, all the money around in the beef industry at the moment. They're waiting to spend it somewhere.
Yeah, look, you know, the economy is ticking over pretty nice and prices are up and there's some water around. So, you know, it all makes for a good outcome. So, you know, I think the tractor blokes and us, we've sold a few and it's just been good.
I've noticed you got an off-road van. They seem extremely popular of late. Does that trend still continue?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of people that have hit the road and they're doing things through Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and they're generating this sort of whole new wave of younger travellers. So, you know, bunk vans are absolutely selling like hotcakes at the moment and you've hit the nail on the head. It's not just any normal bunk van, it's the off-road bunk van. So they want something that they're fully self-contained. And if they find a creek and they want to stay by that creek for a week, they can do so.
So, Ben, expectations when you got here, what did you think? Did you hope it was going to be big or did you really believe it would be?
Yeah, look, this is the third time we've been here. So based on the past, I sort of had a fairly high expectation because, as you said, you know, things are pretty good. We've had so much interest in our big ironbark van. It is. It's got the slide out and a lovely big ensuite and a club lounge. It ticks a lot of boxes for people.
Top of the road plus stuff, is it?
Almost, mate. Yeah, yeah. So it is that top of the. It's that top of the range stuff that people are looking for. You know, we've sold a few of the just the touring models, but yes, it's the off road. They want the bells and whistles.
So you're doing good business. So do you need a lemon to get the smile off your face?
No. Yeah, no, look, we're going all right. You know, the ones that we've sold here, we take back to the yard, we clean them up, and then the people come down, they pick them up. I put them up at Bagara for a weekend, and they head home.
I understand the business overall is so big, the waiting times are extraordinary.
Yeah, they're getting to almost a point of ridiculous, to be honest, Kerry. There was a recent caravan show in Sydney, and one of the brands that I deal with, Avan and Golf, you know, they did 180 odd units just at that show, and some manufacturers are now pushing out their production until 2023.
That's when you can get your order. You order today, you get it 2023.
Yeah, that's right.
That's almost unbelievable. But good luck to you, Ben. Thanks for talking to us on Beef Central.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks, Kerry.
Still on Machinery Row, and I'm with
Nellie from Keenan.
And what are you selling, Nellie?
We are selling mixer wagons.
And wow, they look pretty big, so they must be expensive.
No, they're pretty reasonable, actually, Kerry. So
tell me what sort of money's involved.
Look, it depends on the size, but what we've got on site here is around $150,000.
So not small bickies. They have to be really, really want these to put the money out.
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely an investment, but it's an investment that pays off.
How's it been going?
Fantastic. It's been a great week. This machine sold, so that's excellent, and it's heading down to southern Queensland on Monday. But overall, just a fantastic event and great results for us.
And what did you expect when you came here? Were you hopeful or anticipating?
Very hopeful after exhibiting here 3 years ago. We knew it would be a little bit different with the current scenario with COVID, but we were very hopeful that it would be a successful event.
Now, a bit of money around the cattle industry, isn't there?
Sure is.
And you've been the recipient of some of it, I assume.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and the tax thing with the government, that must have made a difference, yeah.
Yeah, it did, absolutely. And we dealt with a lot of customers and assisting them with that in the last few months.
I'm trying to think when there was a time like this when prices were good, when the outlook was good, there was rain around, and there was this tax lift, or beg your pardon, I can't call it a lift, a tax deduction.
Yeah, absolutely, and it's definitely a great time for investment and taking advantage of this scenario that we're in at the moment. So, yeah, absolutely.
Do you need a lemon to get the smile off your face
again? I'm a happy girl, what can I say?
Time to leave Machinery Row for a moment, and time for a message from our Beef Week sponsors, Collier's Agribusiness.
If you're looking to buy, sell or value your agribusiness enterprise, then Rawdon Briggs and the Collier's Agribusiness team have industry-leading solutions to ensure you succeed in this fast-growing agribusiness environment. Rawdon's team have vast experience over many decades in combination with a corporate national business, collaborative mindset and proven resources that are sure to help your family or business achieve success in their rural property. As the demand for agribusiness and rural properties remains strong, talk to a Collier's Agribusiness team member today to maximise the potential of your property in the current market conditions. Call 1300 522 818 or visit the website for more information.
Welcome back and welcome to the chairman of Beef 2021, Bryce Cam, who's smiling like a split watermelon.
Oh, great to be with you, Kerry.
And here we are at Beef, and I'm just asking you, as we near the end of Beef, your overall impression.
Oh, Kerry, we've been very humbled, the team at Beef Australia, by the immense support that we have had both across our partners, some almost $3 million in private sponsorship from businesses around the beef sector to support this event, but also just the patrons and the cattle men and women of Australia that are here celebrating this great iconic industry in our nation's beef capital of Rockhampton.
Now, Bryce, The ag tech was a bit of a highlight here. Ag tech stuff, air here, there and everywhere. It was fantastic. I'm going to get on to something else in a moment, but first a mention on that. That was superb.
Yeah, thank you. It was a new precinct named in honour of Ken Coombs, OAM, who was the first or inaugural chairman of Beef Australia back in 1988. Ken was well known for his use of data management technology and innovation, particularly with his time with the Stanbroke Pastoral Company. So the whole area, a new precinct featuring ag tech and digital advancements. I was just down there with the federal member the federal minister for agriculture, David Littleproud, who's been with us all week. We were talking to one vendor there. They've done over $1.2 million in sales just this week, which we're ecstatic about. And the exciting part about that precinct, it's not just all about digital and virtual, just some really simple, practical innovations outside in the outdoor displays. Things like Pig Trap, you know, a good rocky local business with an indigenous family setting it up, a terrific story. And while the Beef Expo has always had, a lot of innovation and new product launches, it's great to sort of bring all that together in the one precinct and really feature it.
Now, the big spend items for beef producers, they necessarily have to spend money from time to time. I would imagine there'd be a lot of smiles on faces over there in that area of the big equipment.
Kerry, I was just doing a bit of a walk around out there prior to this and just for my own business, talking to some vendors and look, they seem pretty pleased. I know Ian Way from Ian Way Toyota here in Rocky has done a number of sales and is struggling to keep up stock. So wow. It's good to see, you know, prosperity in this sector. Cattle prices are high and there's good confidence around the sector. There's a good buzz here at Beef Australia around the grounds and that's good to see producers and people from the whole supply chain spending money in this community and really reinvesting in their businesses.
Is the spend way above expectations? Because I think there was a government incentive to spend a bit more money on your capital equipment shortly, a little way back.
Yeah, I think that's probably spurring a bit of that. And I just think, cattle prices and cash into the whole industry at the moment is a positive story. I don't think we should be ashamed. I think we should absolutely be telling those positive stories that industry is doing well. It's attracting new investment. It's attracting, you know, new entrants. I've had so many conversations with people from different sectors or different parts of the economy that are here at Beef Australia for their very first time, because they've found that, you know, they've got a connection to this industry or they believe it's got a good trajectory in front of it. They're ecstatic to be here and they're telling me they'll never miss another one.
Well, let's hope it's all as good in 2024. And in the meantime, I'll give you a bag of lemons. You can get that smile off your face for a minute.
Oh, thanks, Kerry. I think everyone needs to put the first week of May 2024 in their calendar now, and we'll see you all back here again in the Beef Capital in a few years' time.
That's it again for another On The Grill from Beef 2021. Keep check on the Beef Central website. More connections with that wonderful event brought to you by Collier's Agribusiness.